Part 1. The Prologue. In April, when the sweet showers fall and feed the roots in the earth, the flowers begin to bloom. The soft wind blows from the west, and the young sun rises in the sky. The small birds sing in the green forests. Then, people want to go on pilgrimages. From every part of England, they go to Canterbury to visit the tomb of Thomas Becket the Martyr, who helped the sick. My name is Geoffrey Chaucer. People say that I am a poet, but I'm not really very important. I'm just a storyteller. One day in spring, I was staying in London at the Tabard Inn. At night, a great crowd of people arrived at the inn, ready to go on a pilgrimage to Canterbury. I soon made friends with them, and promised to join them. "You must get up early," they told me. "We are leaving when the sun rises." Before I begin my story, I will describe the pilgrims to you. There were 29. There were men and women, young and old, fat and thin, ugly and beautiful, poor men and lords, some riding, some walking, some who lived good lives, others who were bad. If you want to know about the world of human beings, then go on a pilgrimage. First of all, there was a knight. He was a brave man who had fought for chivalry, truth, and honour. He had taken part in wars in all parts of the world. He always fought bravely, and he always killed his enemy. Although he was a famous man, he was modest, sincere, and polite. He was a perfect gentleman. The knight rode a fine horse, but his clothes still carried the marks of war. He was going on the pilgrimage to thank God for his victories. The knight's son, a fine young squire, rode with him. He was 20 years old, with curly hair and a handsome face. He had fought well in war to win the love of his lady. He knew how to ride well, to write songs and poems, to draw and to dance. The girls all loved him, that handsome young man. There was a countryman riding with him. He carried a bow and arrows, a sword and a hunting horn. His face was brown and his clothes were green. There were peacock feathers on his arrows. He was a true man of the forest. Then there was an elegant prioress. Her name was Madame Eglantine. She spoke fine French with an English accent and had very good manners. When she was eating, she was careful not to make a mess. What a fine, sensitive lady. If she saw a mouse which was caught in a trap, she cried. She gave roast meat or milk or fine white bread to her little dogs, and if one died, she was sad for weeks. She had grey eyes, small, soft red lips, and a wide forehead. Her clothes were fashionable. She wore a graceful cloak, a coral bracelet, some beads, and a golden brooch marked with an A. Amor vincit omnia was written on it. That is Latin. Love conquers all. There was another nun, a secretary, and three priests. Also, there was a fat monk who wore rich clothes and loved hunting. His favourite food was roast swan. Next to him, there was a merry friar. This fat friar loved pretty girls, silver and gold, and singing. He knew all the inns in town, and loved drinking better than praying. These were all religious people, but they loved the world. A fashionable lady, a rich monk, and a pleasure-loving friar. All kinds of people rode on the pilgrimage. There was a rich merchant with a long beard and rich clothes. He knew how to make money and rode a fat horse. But next to him, the Oxford cleric rode a thin horse. He preferred to have books by great philosophers next to his bed, not bags of money. A franklin with a white beard rode with them, a man who loved good food and wine. After them, there was a cook, who knew how to cook delicious meals with herbs and spices. Then there was a brown-faced sea captain who looked like a pirate. He had fought battles at sea and made his prisoners walk the plank. Then there was a doctor who knew everything about the body. His patients paid him with gold. The plague had made him very rich indeed. Look at the next pilgrim. She was a large, red-faced woman from the city of Bath. She wore a huge hat and a long coat over her wide hips. Her tights were red and her shoes were new. Her face was as red as her clothes. How many husbands do you think she had been married to? 5. She had lived longer than them all. That is how she became rich enough to go on pilgrimages. To Jerusalem, to Spain, to France, to Rome. The wife of Bath liked to laugh and talk about love, a subject in which she was an expert. What a woman! Now I will tell you about the miller. He was a great, fat, strong man with a red beard and huge muscles. On the end of his large red nose, there was a large, red, hairy wart. The miller loved drinking and telling jokes. But he was an expert thief who stole corn from his customers. As the pilgrims rode out of town, the miller played the bagpipes. Everyone knew that we were coming. A parson was also travelling with us. He loved God and loved to help other people. He gave money to the poor, gave advice to people with problems, and visited the sick, even when the weather was bad. He was a very good man. But behind him, I am sorry to tell you, there were 2 bad men. One was a summoner. His job was to punish people who broke the religious laws. The church was very strong in those times, so he had a lot of power. And he used it to make money from poor people who were afraid of him. This summoner had a red face with large pimples. He stank of garlic and onions. He looked so terrible that children were afraid when they saw him. The other man was the pardoner. He had long, yellow hair like rat's tails with no beard. Ugh. If people gave him money, he forgave them in the name of the church. That was his job. He always carried bits of wood and cloth and bones, which he said came from the Virgin Mary or Jesus or the saints. He was a liar, of course. He earned far more money than the honest parson. When he sang in church, he had a fine voice, but his heart was black and ugly. There were many other pilgrims, but it will be boring if I tell you about them all. It's time to begin telling the stories. I shall tell you everything about the pilgrimage, but please remember that I'm only repeating what the pilgrims said and did. If sometimes the stories which they told are not polite, it's not my fault. I must tell the truth, mustn't I? The pilgrims began their journey from the Tabard Inn on the south bank of the Thames. Before we left, the host gave us all a great meal. After we had eaten, he spoke to us. He was a large, bright-eyed man who loved to have fun.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. I have decided to come with you to visit St. Thomas. I hope we all enjoy our journey to Canterbury. I have an idea which will help us to enjoy the long pilgrimage. Each person must tell a story on the way to Canterbury, and another story on the way back. We'll give a prize to the person who tells the best story. What do you think?
All the pilgrims agreed with this idea. They ordered more wine and then went to bed. Early next morning, the host woke everybody up.
Who will tell the first story?
He asked.
I choose the knight.
Very well,
said the knight.
I will begin the game. Let's start riding towards Canterbury and listen to my story.